This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Carlos, is there any, at the end, last inning, any tug of war between staying with Manaea and going to one of your relievers there, or was it kind of Manaea was rolling at that point?
Yeah, no, and not only that, we needed a fourth up for him, and that was his last batter anyway, because he was on a pitch count and he was 60-65, and then he got to 65 there. So regardless of the outcome there, the way he was throwing the ball, he was pretty dominant. A couple of singles there at the end, but I thought he was really good overall.
What did you see from Wilson?
I thought the first inning, the sinker, he was missing arm side, and then the slider sweeper was out of the strike zone. But then I thought he made some really good adjustments and kind of found the sinker, the sweeper, the changeup, and he was able to, give us 5 innings there. Other than the first couple of where it felt like it was a little bit of a struggle for him with those two pitches, I thought overall he did a good job.
Leaning into the ground ball pitch is going to be key for him being more pitch efficient in the second half.
And that's the type of pitcher he is. When he's at his best, he's getting ground ball with the sinker against righties. The changeup is becoming a weapon for him against lefties. He's a guy that guys are going to put the ball in play against. So we've seen that throughout the whole year, and that's what makes him so effective. So a couple of pitches up today that they got him, but when he's going at his best, he's getting ground balls.
He's going to be over 100 innings at this point. How much of load management are you going to be doing with him in the second half?
We'll continue to monitor it. We will continue to watch him closely. Obviously, like you said, he's already way exceeded his innings, career innings, but he continues to feel good physically. We continue to check with the guys in between outings, and it's one of those where we will continue to have that conversation with him, and we're counting on him.
How much tougher is it in the second half to try and manage innings loads and pitch counts and that kind of thing with your starting rotation when you're in a playoff push?
It's fun. It's part of where we at roster wise, with some of the guys coming into the season, we knew at this point, when we're making a push the last two and a half months here that we got coming up, but we feel like we're equipped for it. The guys are handling it well, and we will continue to rely on the performance science group. We continue to get the feedback from the players, and as a group, as an organization, we'll continue to put guys in good position.
You had a breakout offensive game Friday night, but otherwise we score a lot in this series. When you look at it, does it just confound you at this point that you haven't been able to get that consistency, kind of get on that roll?
Yeah, look, we've been through some stretches where it's hard for us, but then we've been through some stretches where, like, the offense is clicking, it's kind of like part of the season, so we got good hitters, You got to give these guys credit too. That's a good pitching staff there. But overall, we got a good offense, and you just got to understand that at times you're going to have a hard time scoring, and you know you got to continue to make adjustments and continue to work hard, and we will.
How much of today was Noah Cameron, and how much was what did you see in some of the at-bats?
Yeah, I mean, especially the lefties, it looks like they had a hard time picking him up, you know. But I thought he makes his pitches well. I thought that changeup was in play, got ground balls when he needed, the cutter into righties, the slider, you know, we chased a little bit. He kept making pitches, and he was pretty effective.
What did you see from Manaea when he got those five consecutive strikeouts there in the early part?
Typical Sean Manaea, you know, fastball playing at the top of the zone, getting swing and misses. The sweeper was really good, and we saw that the whole year, and it was good to see it again today, you know. Attacking, throwing strikes, and with those pitches are going, especially from that slot, he's pretty effective, and we saw it today.
Who's going to pitch the first game and second game?
We have an idea, but because we have two starters today, we got to see how Sean comes out of this one. We got Peterson obviously pitching on Tuesday, so we'll announce it in the next couple of days, waiting on the guys that pitched today, how they're feeling.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.